Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 17. God establishes a covenant with Abraham and promises him that he will be the father of a host of nations, not just the Jews, but in turn, those who are part of this covenant must keep the covenant. They need to respond, for the Lord says to Abraham, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. And so if we are sons of God, if we are part of this covenant, we must keep it. And that means to be faithful, to honor God. And this is connected with the gospel today, which comes from John chapter 8, 51 to 59. Jesus speaks solemnly to the Jews now by saying, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. So, eternal life is linked to keeping the word of Jesus. And keeping the word means opening our hearts to Him, not just observing rules, but opening our hearts to Him, for Him to reign in us, to unite us with Him, because He Himself is eternal life. Now, this is a kind of truth, the kind of language that escapes the limits of human reason. And the Jews are trying things out from the level of logic, and it just doesn't work, you see. So you have two different planes going on here. Jesus speaking at the spiritual level that transcends the human logic. But the Jews are limited to the human logic because their hearts are not open to faith. And so there cannot be communication. This is also happening today. If you look at the landscape of the world today, what do you see in government? Half the senators and congressmen and women are so fanatically anti-life that they will block any legislation that will respect the dignity of a human person. Something so fundamental, and they don't get it, because their logic is blocked to their interests and to their comfort and for what many people want, which is pleasure without responsibility. And so it goes. This is the teaching, therefore, today. Are we open to the thoughts of God? Remember when Peter wanted to convince Jesus not to go to Jerusalem, and Jesus says, get behind me, Satan, because you're thinking as men do and not as God does. Jesus establishes there that there's two ways of thinking, the way men think and the way God thinks. But He also is revealing to us that we are capable, we were created to be able to think through faith as God thinks. As we receive the word of Jesus, our minds are enlightened to be able to see in that superior dimension. And this is why the Lord can say solemnly, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Now, one of the aspects of this is that when we are enlightened by the truth, we can articulate it also in reasonable terms. For example, we need to be open to God to be able to clearly see the dignity of human life. However, this is something that can be articulated through reason, that we must defend human life. And so, the Jews are now saying, now we're sure that you are possessed, because Abraham died, the prophets died, and you say that whoever keeps your word will never taste death? And then they present to Jesus the fundamental question, who do you make yourself out to be? To that, Jesus responds that he doesn't glorify himself. It is my Father who glorifies me. And then the Lord goes on to say, I do know him, and I keep his word. And this can be known to the Jews if they had an open heart and mind by the work of the Holy Spirit coming to their hearts. Because upon observing Jesus, observing the fruits of his words as he actually does miracles, they should know that he is really from God. And then he says something that the Jews are really shocked. He says, Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. And then he goes on to say, before Abraham came to be, I am. Well, that does it. Because to say I am for a Jew means divinity. God is the one, the I am. And so they consider him to be saying blasphemy. He's making himself to be God, and they pick stones to lapidate him, which is what Leviticus commands to do to the blasphemers. This is the tragedy of not opening ourselves, our hearts, to God when he is present with us. So my dear family, let us be humble and be attentive to the Lord as he comes to us today.